More of Lake Effect Now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. For a week each year, tens of thousands of people descend on a usually vacant spot in the Nevada desert for a festival that is equal parts performance art, philosophy, and party. The Burning Man Festival was founded more than 20 years ago and now runs each year at the end of August. It culminates with the immolation of a huge wicker man, after which the desert goes back to its previous state. Filmmaker and Milwaukee native Julie Pfeiffer headed into the desert for the Burning Man Festival last year with a basic question on her mind. And the result is the film Burning Man and the Meaning of Life, which will screen tomorrow night at the Times Cinema. Julie Pfeiffer is with us in the studio to share the story. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, we're happy to have you here. Why did you want to make this film?
Well, you know, I actually had the idea for this film almost 10 years ago. I was in school and in a philosophy class, and we're talking about the meaning of life. And those are kind of questions I've always asked myself. And I just thought that, you know, to make something thought-provoking and quite interesting would be cool. And then I came upon the Burning Man Festival just by hearing about it. And I never attended, but I always thought it was such a symbolic festival and really cool. You know, 60,000 people come to the middle of the desert. They build this huge city that's fully functioning, big, like buildings and art and awesome stuff. And then they burn it all down and leave without a trace. And to me, that was really symbolic of the stages of life. So it kind of meshed together.
And you know, you described the Burning Man Festival. How much did you really know about it before you went there? I mean, what were you surprised by, and what kind of gelled with your expectations?
Yeah, you know, I watched a bunch of other video on it to kind of prepare myself. But it's something that you can never quite prepare yourself for, because every year it's different. Every year there's different people, different art, different experiences. So I was just blown away by how big it is and how many people there are and how much there is to do. You can never experience the full festival in 1 year, even if you're going nonstop. So it's pretty crazy.
You said you've been thinking about doing something like this for 10 years. How much legwork did you do before you got to Nevada?
Yeah, a lot. Pre-production is huge because, you know, success favors the prepared. And so you have to have everything kind of at least buttoned down. And then that way you can break the rules once you're there. And I was actually in India when I was preparing this film. So it was quite difficult. I would have to wait until midnight to call people in L.A. And we had a cameraman in Australia, and then the camera was coming from Japan, and it was just nuts and crazy, but it was all worth it, absolutely.
It seems like the Burning Man Festival, you use the term trying to have things buttoned down. It would seem like this is the kind of place where as soon as you button anything down, the buttons come open.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it such a living, breathing thing. You know, I would schedule these like interviews and stuff, and then nope, there's something called playa time. When you're there, there is no real sense of time. So we just had to kind of abandon our plan, but still kind of know what some of the stuff was going on that we wanted to cover. And, you know, we had an outline for it before we went in. So that way we could break the rules and just say, you know what, let's just go with it. But a large portion of this film is actually an installation art piece that we created. What we did is we built a photo booth in the middle of the desert.
I was going to ask about that. What it looks like.
Yeah, but it's actually kind of more of a soundproof thing, but sure. It had a motion-censored camera. So every time someone went into that booth, it started recording. And so it was kind of like a confessional in a way. And we had decorated it in a way where there was questions on the walls and kind of pointed people to the things that we wanted them to talk about. But so we have hundreds of people going in that booth, and, you know, some would stay for an hour, some would stay for 5 minutes. We had people have sex in the booth. We had people do crazy things, which, of course, we didn't use all that footage for. Those are the outtakes.
Is there a director's cut that's coming
out? Well, actually, we worked really heavily with the Burning Man organization, and they, you know, approve everything. And they are, not wanting a lot of nudity or drugs or anything like that. So I don't know that we will release that, but maybe someday.
Which is not to say that you don't have people in this film that are talking about sex and talking about drugs and the whole experience. I mean, it seems like that would water down the experience not to touch on that.
Absolutely. And we didn't want to censor it too much. And, you know, sex is a big part of the meaning of life. I mean, we all want it. We all want to procreate and have this need to, like, survive and carry on. our families. So that was definitely a portion of the film, kind of talking about why we feel those that way and how that figures into the meaning of life. Definitely.
There's also a significant element of performance arts, it seems. I mean, the festival itself and some of the people that come into this booth.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the interesting thing about the festival and the meaning of life is that everybody brings something different to the table. And, you know, maybe somebody's a really good fire dancer, or maybe somebody's, you know, really good at acrobatics or building things with their hands. And so people come together and really collaborate there and just give the gift their gift. They give their art, they give themselves to each other, which is what makes it quite special and what, you know, I'd like to see more in life, in everyday life.
It seems like almost as much of a lifestyle as it is a festival. I mean, it's a festival for the week that it is there, but it's kind of a phenomenon.
Absolutely. People prepare all year long for it. And a lot of people that go tend to go multiple years in a row, 15 years, you know, it started a while ago. So it is definitely a lifestyle. And also there's 10 principles of the festival that feed into the kind of way these people and a lot of people live. And one of the big ones is the gifting community that, you know, not everything is about, you know, making money. It's like, what do I have to give? And, you know, if we all give something, we have more than enough to go around. And there's also a leave no trace principle, which is really great in terms of, you know, let's not litter, or let's pick up our stuff. Let's be responsible for ourselves. Self-reliance is another really big one. And I think that that's amazing. So the principles also are a part of the film and, you know, and kind of touch on how it's the same and different from quote unquote everyday life.
I don't know, were you shooting on film? Were you shooting digitally? How much material did having this booth generate, and how long did it take you to go through all of it?
Yeah, it was all shot digitally, HD. We had two cameras on the Playa, which is, you know, covering the festival and still talking to people there. And then the one camera that was motion censored in the booth. I had hundreds of hours of footage. And I was lucky to go. I was in France then at the time, just sitting and watching and editing. And that was my full time job.
And nice work if you can get it.
What a great job that is. And, you know, I was just so touched by a lot of it. You know, I would just be at my laptop watching this footage and crying or laughing or, oh my God, we have sex in the booth, you know. It was kind of an ongoing joke when we were building that booth. We're like, somebody's going to do it in here. But yeah, tons and tons of footage. So the post-production process was quite lengthy. But what I did as a director, and it also being a low-budget project, I went through it all and I wrote a script then. So then when I got my editor on board, she was able to really go to those moments that I wanted and help shape it in a very quick way. So I kind of saved some money doing it that way.
Well, and did you prioritize in your mind? I mean, as you look through these interviews, do you say, okay, well, you know, I already have three other people that are really kind of getting into these same themes. So, you know, as much as I'd like to include these guys, these other people are more telegenic. I don't know.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people did make the cutting room floor, which, you know, that, I mean, that happens in any film. But yeah, we didn't want it to be too repetitive, because what's interesting about the meaning of life is everybody has a different answer, but it's all quite cohesive because it is the human experience. So we did definitely have people kind of touching on the same stuff. And yeah, you go to the people that, you know, say it in a more concise manner, or maybe, yeah, look a little bit better. Some at times, you know, the audio was bad. Well, you know, that's kind of stuff gets cut right away.
Let me ask you the big picture question. Why would you say people at the Burning Man Festival have any more insight into the meaning of life than the rest of us have?
Well, I think that by going to this festival, it's kind of like experiencing a life cycle in 1 week. Because you go to this festival and that kind of is like, you know, your birth. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm home. I'm finally reborn. And they feel this kind of feeling when they come there. And then for that week, they build this community and they experience and they share. share and have this kind of life experience. And then at the end, they burn it all down and leave without a trace, which is death. And a lot of people, when the temple was burning, which is a really large structure and kind of the spirituality of the playa, when that burns, people talk about rebirth. And so it just is so symbolic of that entire life cycle in just 1 week. And people come away feeling transformed and changed and touched.
Was there a biggest challenge you found as you were trying to, I mean, you only had a week to work with while you're there.
Yeah, well, and that's why that booth came into effect and was just kind of a big part of the presentation from the beginning of, you know, that's how we can capture people and kind of give them a space where, you know, if I'm have some a camera in somebody's face, they might not feel as able to have those intimate moments. So that really helped us, A, get more people and really capture those that intimate, like, this is how I'm feeling, you know, and this is what I think kind of moments. So so it was a lot to cram in. We were going nonstop, waking up for sunrise and going until the nighttime. And, you know, we had aerial shots. We got to go in an airplane. We got to talk to the founder. You know, we were all over that place. But, you know, go big or go home, right? I mean, we're there for a week and we're gonna do it. So, yeah, it was really just a great experience. And I loved just talking to everybody there. It was amazing.
Well, and so then as the filmmaker, what was the message or what were the messages that you heard from people that stuck with you that you think the rest of the world could or should learn from Burning Man?
Well, I think if you want to know the meaning of life, you have to watch the film. No, I'm just kidding.
No spoiler alert here.
I'm just kidding. Absolutely. You know, like I said, we touched on so many different topics and had so many different perspectives. But I can boil it down in one word. The most often spoken response or the most cohesive response was that the meaning of life is love. And that can take a lot of different forms and mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But that kind of really covers the gamut of answers and kind of inspires people.
Does everything you do from here on out, is it informed by the stuff that you learned while you're there?
You know, and yes, I do think about it all the time. I personally, as an individual, as well as a filmmaker, learned so much by doing this film and was so touched. And I really hope that the film kind of sparks a debate or a discussion or, you know, just someone thinking about their own life and kind of finding that purpose. And, you know, ever since I was young, I kind of wondered, what is the meaning of life? Why am I here? And what can I do to maximize my time? And I definitely live life to the fullest. I am constantly going, constantly trying to, you know, do bigger and better things. And I think that it's only going to get better from here. And the meaning of my life is to tell messages and convey interesting, you know, ideas and topics to people through film.
Well, Julie Pfeiffer, hope you tell them to us down the road.
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thanks, Milwaukee. I'm so glad to be home.
Milwaukee native Julie Pfeiffer is director and producer of the documentary Burning Man and the Meaning of Life. She lives in California now, but she'll be on hand for a screening of the film tomorrow night at the Times Cinema at 60th and Valete, along with some fire dancers from the Wisconsin Burning Man organization. There is a link to more about the movie from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. One last break, and then we'll catch up with composer, guitarist, and the founder of a Milwaukee-based string tet, Jason Seed, when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.